A city audit has detailed the charges against a beloved figure in Lansing City affairs. Joan Jackson Johnson is director of the city's Office of Human Relations and Community Services. She's been on paid administrative leave since January 9th. Thanks to the audit, we now know the investigation into her department concerns financial oversight over spending and contracts. Lansing City Pulse editor Burl Schwartz has covered city affairs for the better part of two decades. Burl, welcome to Stateside.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
For those who may not live in Lansing, let's just start out with explaining what the name Joan Jackson Johnson means in around town.
For some people, it's preceded by Saint Joan. She has been the leader for, since I think 2006 of the city's human relations department, and has taken it upon herself to champion homeless people. And, she has had until now a sterling reputation as sort of the St. Teresa of Lansing.
And we should say her personal story has to do with the organization that she is part of as well. I mean, she serves as the executive director of One Church and One Family. She's been involved in this work for a long time.
Absolutely. And not just that. I mean, if you look at her bio, she has been on and probably continues to serve on multiple boards that do get, in many cases, get support from the city, or if not the city, from other funding sources that the city does business with.
Can you explain what Joan Jackson Johnson's role within the city is? What exactly does the Director of Human Relations and Community Services do in Lansing?
Well, she is responsible really for administering a chunk of funds. In 2018, it was $1.6 million to various agencies throughout town that help underprivileged people. That's really the main thing that department does.
Now, questions were raised earlier this winter about some city contracts, and the state attorney general's office has been investigating for several weeks now, but the nature of the inquiry was not yet public. What do we know as of today?
Well, thanks to the Freedom of Information Act, we now have the forensic audit that the city conducted after the U.S. Housing and Urban Development Department said, you know, we are seeing potential conflicts of interest here between Joan Jackson Johnson's role as head of the city department, administering these funds, some of which are federal, and the organizations such as One Church, One Family that receive the funds. So now we have a 143-page report with addenda that spells out exactly what the audit found.
How much of a shock would you say these revelations were for people in Lansing?
I think quite a shock, and particularly in the African-American community. Joan Jackson Johnson is Black, and a number of people, some of whom are pretty well known, came down to the city council 2 weeks ago to speak out about her being suspended. She was suspended with pay by the mayor.
This was before the results of the audit were made public.
Correct. We really had no information other than a brief press release from the mayor's office saying that she had been suspended with pay because of an investigation into possible conflicts of interest.
You spoke with Virg Bernero, the former Lansing mayor who hired Johnson. Some of this, it seems like, happened under his administration. What's he been saying?
Yeah, well, the audit covers both the end of his administration and the beginning of Mayor Shores in 2018. And Mayor Bernero has been silent as far as city issues And he really, you know, really felt strongly that he should not particularly criticize the new mayor. So it was a surprise when he broke his silence, and he broke it over a kind of an overriding issue of whether Mayor Schor has maintained a diverse administration. Mayor Bernero hired quite a few African Americans in his 12 years as in office. And since Mayor Bernero left, five high-up African Americans were not continued or were let go by the new mayor. And the former Mayor Bernero has made an argument that, and I quote him, "I have concerns about this mayor's commitment to diversity." Points out, you know, what I told you about the changes at the top. Now, to be fair to Mayor Schor, yes, some of the African Americans were replaced by people who were not African Americans. I think there were five African Americans that he replaced, and they in three of the five cases they were replaced by white people. However, he contends that if you look at the overall makeup of my leadership, if you look at women, if you look at Hispanics, if you look at the LGBT community, that we have I have very diverse leadership.
Of course, Joan Jackson Johnson remains on paid administrative leave, but has Mayor Andy Schor said anything as of today about what's in the audit or what he intends to do?
He has been very circumspect, you know, he has not championed this, he hasn't tried to make any political hay out of this situation at all. He has pretty much maintained a public silence on it.
Burl, thanks for taking some time to talk to us about this.
You're very welcome. Take care.
Burl Schwartz is publisher of the Lansing City Pulse.